Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 27th of August. In a world where economic nationalism is on the rise, accusations of dumping by different countries are a convenient way of justifying trade taxes. Trade taxes, of course, are paid by domestic citizens, not by the exporting country. Even the word dumping has a negative tone, encouraging hostility towards the foreigner. Dumping accusations have been levelled against China in recent months. These accusations might conceivably be accurate for specific products, but in general, the data is rather arguing against them being accurate. China's industrial profit growth accelerated in July. Of course, this is official data, but if it's accurate, it argues against dumping taking place. Domestic demand in China is weak, and it's not likely to be behind accelerating profit growth. But if China were to be dumping exports on the rest of the world, by definition, it would be selling below cost and not making a profit at all. Rising industrial profits are not really compatible with an export dumping story. Over in the UK, deflationary trends are back in place, with the British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index showing a negative trend once again. This is driven by non-food goods, and presumably, though it's not explicit in the data, it is consumer durable goods that are behind this. Food price inflation continues to slow. The British Retail Consortium measure does include selective price discounts, which are not in the consumer price inflation data, but the attacks on profit-led inflation and a competition inquiry into selective discounting seems to have reduced the practice. Of course, this is just the price of things, and things are a small part of the overall inflation experience, but the price of things can have a disproportionate impact on consumers' inflation perceptions, hence the politicisation of the pricing of goods in the United States. German final second quarter GDP is not expected to change from the earlier and somewhat downbeat numbers, with a declining quarter-on-quarter growth. It's worth remembering that countries with a declining population are more likely to have declining GDP, simply because GDP depends on the number of workers and how hard workers work. Fewer workers naturally tends to weaken GDP without necessarily changing living standards. In the United States, we have a raft of sentiment polls, all of which are vulnerable to the rising tide of political polarization, particularly at the moment. The Conference Board consumer confidence data is likely to represent the ongoing negativity for Republicans, because Republicans do not want to report positivity under a Democrat president. But it may show an improvement in Democrat sentiment, representing trends in opinion polls about the presidential election. The Dallas Fed Survey of Services does offer a comment section which can give some insights into the biases of the respondents, although, of course, people who fill in surveys are not necessarily representative of the wider economy, and people who fill in the comment section within a survey are likely to be even less representative. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.